Good morning. Good late morning. It's 10:18. Ooh.
I did not like the sound of that. 10:18. I woke up at 9 and then I took a shower and... Ooh, Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas. I got a super cool Christmas present. Ready for this? A tongue scraper. She's grown, frontal lobe developing. And yeah, bow, okay? Because, okay, so let me just, we're going to go on a little tangent already. 56 seconds in. So a while back I had a friend who was telling me about someone they know who has a black tongue, and I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, like they said, like they have a black tongue and they don't brush their teeth, like they don't brush their tongue that much because it makes them gag, so like they have a black tongue. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And I was just like, I gag on my toothbrush, so like I don't know, like am I not brushing my teeth enough? And then I was trying to look at my tongue and I didn't see any black. I was like okay, but maybe that's because like I don't know, I need to brush. Yeah, I don't know. I was paranoid about it. And so that was honestly probably like a year ago at this point. And dude, honestly, probably like a couple years ago. But that has really stuck with me. And like sometimes I think about that. But I would say at least for like the past 6 months, like it's really been on my mind. And I've really been brushing the fuck out of my teeth, out of my tongue. And like I gag, like, it's gotten worse. Like sometimes like I'll cough and blood will be like in what I'm coughing up. Sometimes I throw up. Sometimes I just like dry heave. And yeah, it just hurts. Like I literally like am either throwing up or almost throwing up every single time I brush my teeth. And it's super annoying because I'm really trying to, this is also maybe gross, but like me and my friend and her brother a few years ago had a conversation, and we like decided that we only need to brush our teeth once a day. And I was like, yeah, like that makes sense to me. Like wake up, brush your teeth so you can get rid of that morning breath. And then yeah, like at night, that's fine. Like you're just gonna wake up and brush them right in the morning. Then I went to the dentist. I don't have insurance, so I went to the dentist like one time last year, and I was just like, okay, I have a confession, like I don't know, I just want to ask you, like don't judge me, but like I only brush my teeth once a day and I brush them in the morning. And she was like, yeah, like I would say like if you are only going to brush them once a day, like you should brush them at night, because that's like when bacteria builds is your mouth just sitting there all night, not really moving. And so I was like, okay, well I'm not gonna leave my morning breath like high and dry, so I should brush them twice a day. So I feel like I've really like, I have phases where I really try, honestly, like maybe this is gonna make you think that I'm like dirty and gross, and like that's kind of my biggest fear, like I promise I'm not dirty and gross, but sometimes, probably half the time, I brush my teeth once a day. But then I have phases where I'm like, nope, gotta be better, gotta be on it. Like, I deserve to have a clean mouth. Like, yeah. So, anyway, I try to brush my teeth twice a day. And, yeah, I've been brushing the fuck out of my tongue. And it's literally, like, I hate brushing my teeth because I gag so much. And so, I had talked to ChatGPT about it. And ChatGPT was just like, asking me questions about it and was like, yeah, like, ask me if there's blood in it. And yeah, and they were like saying like, yeah, if there's just like a little like strike of blood in it, then it's like just like, I don't remember what I said, something that was just, like, that was kind of normal basically. So I was like, well, normal since I'm brushing the fuck out of my tongue. But yeah, I was like, well, you could try like just brushing like bacteria. And I was like, well, my like friend had this person who like had a black tongue, and like that like scared me, like I don't want a black tongue, and so I just want to like, I feel like I really shoved my fucking toothbrush down my whole throat. So yeah, ChatGPT was like, yeah girl, like you don't need to be doing all that, like either just like start slow and like start at the very front of your tongue and just be gentle and like work your way back. And like I've tried to do that a little bit, but like literally like no, like I don't know if I have, I don't know, because I'm like, I don't really think I have like a super sensitive gag reflex, but like with this fucking toothbrush, yes, I do. But also like, I haven't sucked a dick in a long time, so like maybe I just have a sensitive gag reflex now, you know what I'm saying though? Anyway, anyway, bitch, calm down, okay? It's 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, okay? So, fuck, I'm funny. Basically, I got a tongue scraper for Christmas. And as soon as I got it, as soon as I brushed my teeth, I have to take my medicine really quick because I don't want to take it too late in the day. Because it's a rave day. Okay.
Let's see. So I got a tongue scraper and I go to use it. And so whenever I'm doing it, I'm like, oh my god, like I'm not gagging, like this is so nice, like it don't smell like roaches in here or nothing. And so I'm like going, and then I'm like going hard as fuck because I'm like, I'm gonna go until like this shit, like nothing's coming out. And my tongue started bleeding, okay? Like I guess I'm just fucking insane, I don't know. But yeah, so I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that. So yeah, I just started doing it more gently, and really I love it, but I'm like, I hope that I'm doing good. Like I feel like I can go a lot farther back in my tongue because it's not like, it's not making me gag, so I feel like I can like literally go to like almost the start of my tongue, which might be a little crazy, sorry. But yeah, and then I just scrape it 3 times. I go one on each like side to middle, and then middle. And I do it in the mornings. So then whenever I brush my teeth at night, I try to floss. Because also, like, I'm just, like, I think, okay, here's what I think. I think that I have just been, like, so, like, disconnected from my body for, like, basically my whole life. And so I feel like whenever it comes to, like, my, like, health or like, yeah, I guess my health, like, and eating and the teeth brushing and like things that like I need to do like for my body, like I just feel like not a priority, not like, I just like, it feels like such a hard thing, like I feel like that doesn't make sense to me, like I don't know why I should do that, like it just feels like no. And so yeah, I'm not very good at eating, obviously, we've talked about that, but also, like, yeah, I just feel like flossing is a waste of time. But then I hear people go into these huge things about why it's so important, especially every time I'm at the dentist, I'm just like, yeah, girl, like, I don't floss ever, and they're like, and then somebody's always like, no, like, you should floss. You need to floss. That's very important. Very important. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I try to floss. Well, I got a water flosser because I'm like, I think that would definitely be easier for me. So we do that sometimes. But again, my teeth are really fucking sensitive. And so, like, sometimes the water is too cold or then it's too hot. And, like, I don't know. I know this is, like, very, like, I'm kind of nitpicking it. But, like, it's just, like, I just, I don't know if it's a mental block or what. But I'm just, like, I just can't. Like, it just, no. And flossing kind of scares me. Like, I don't like that you're supposed to go under your tooth. Like, I feel like that's going to, like, pop my tooth out or something. Like, and it hurts, you know, like, I know, like, you get used to it, whatever, blah, 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 but, like, it just freaks me out a little bit, too, and seems like a waste of time, and just seems, you know, the whole thing, but maybe that will be my New Year's resolution, is to take better care of myself, because I need to do that, but, yeah, same with the eating, like, I don't notice I need to eat until I'm starving, and so, like, I don't like cooking because I don't want to wait. Like, once I'm hungry, like, I need to eat right now. Like, I'm shaking, and that's how I notice. Like, I notice because I start shaking and, like, feeling really weak, which is not good. I am not in any way, like, I know it's not good, and that it's hard. I feel like I have phases of caring about that and wanting to get better and being like, no, like, this is about my health. Like, I need to take better care of myself. Like, I need to make sure I'm eating. I need to make sure, like, I don't know. It's a lot, and it's really overwhelming, and it's a really sensitive subject for me. But anyway, yeah, all of that for the tongue scraper. Anyway, today is rave day, rave day, rave day, rave day. We are going to this festival in Dallas, and I'm recording this on Tuesday because tomorrow I'm gonna be pussy popping, okay? I don't know, I kind of thought I would have time in the morning because it doesn't start, it goes from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. So I could record it tomorrow, but I'm like, it's gonna be me and Cheyenne, and, like, we're gonna be at the hotel, there's a heated pool, and I just feel like when we record, like, I don't know, I like it, but I just feel like the past few episodes, like, I've been not by myself, so I like being by myself sometimes. Like, I like the group setting. Like, last episode, I feel like that one was really good. Like, we really, once we got going, like, we got in our groove, baby. But, I like doing it by myself. Like, I feel like, oh, I needed this. Like, I needed this. And I feel like I just have so many things to share. But it's like, some days, like, I don't have that much to share. And I feel like maybe I'm boring to you guys. So, anyway. I'm here recording today to post it tomorrow. Hopefully. Because sometimes whenever I do that, I accidentally just post it. Because that's what I'm used to, but I'm gonna try. Either way, y'all will get it. Anyway, so yeah, I'm excited. I planned my outfits literally yesterday, and, you know, my birthday resolution was giving up my overconsumption, and honestly, like, I'm really, really proud of myself. Like, I have really not bought, like, that much shit at all. Like, I feel proud of myself, and especially since not working, like, I'm really paranoid about how much money I'm spending, and it's like, I feel like I like that a little bit, but I feel like it really gives me anxiety, and then I really feel like I'm just, like, spending all my savings, which I'm not. I've probably spent, like, maybe $3,000, which in 3 months, like, that's not that bad. And especially I spent $1,000 on a week-long vacation, so there's that. And then also fucking Christmas, are you kidding me? I had to buy a billion Christmas presents, so yeah, that's that. Speaking of, I think I have a job. Okay, so a few weeks ago, I was door dashing, and I was like, God, I fucking hate this. I was like, this shit fucking sucks. I don't make shit for money. And it was very humbling and very, Yeah, which I used to DoorDash like years ago, and like I wouldn't do it unless I was making like 20 an hour. Like I was making such good money, and it was great because I would just go like in the middle of the night, and like everybody was just ordering, everybody had the munchies, they were willing to pay the price. Like I didn't give a fuck, and like I didn't give a fuck about the miles, I didn't give a fuck about anything. And yeah, this time not so hot. And also, like, everyone says, like, don't do, like, if it needs to be at least a dollar per mile, otherwise it's not worth it. So yeah, now that I'm trying to pay attention to that, I'm kind of like, but I've gone twice and it's been okay. Like, it's really not bad. Like, I don't know. I just, you know. But anyway, my mom was just scrolling along on Facebook and saw that this place was hiring and providing training. And I look at it, and just right now, look up Bungie Fitness if you don't know what that is. I guess there's that SNL skit about it with, I think it's Timothy Chalamet. I don't know, but it's so fun. And you basically are on this fucking bungee cord harness and you're just fucking flying around and like getting a workout in. Getting a workout in. I'm not even joking you. And like one thing about me, I love a fitness class, okay? Like a little Zumba, a little jazzercise, a little yoga, a little, you know, I did like Pilates. I only did once, but I did like it. It was really hard, but it was fun. Anyway, basically, yeah, I love the group I just love any group activity, honestly. And a little fun one, hell yeah, I love to have fun. So, and they were providing training, and I was just like, oh my God, like, that looks so much fun. And so I applied and I was just thinking about it and I'm just like so excited because I feel like this is a job that like I actually want. Like it actually seems so fun. Like I would love to be a little instructor because I like being a leader of something. Like I don't know if that's bad to say, but like I like being the leader and I love to have fun, and yeah, it is fun. You're on a fucking bungee cord. Are you joking me? And yeah, I don't know what else. I think there was one third thing that I had planned to say, but then I forgot it. So basically, yeah, I applied for that shit. And then, oh, and then I realized that, there was a little thing because I went back a few days later to just like look on the website again. And I realized like at the bottom of the application, like there was a tiny thing that said attach a resume. And my dumbass didn't even see that and do it. And so I just like emailed them and I sent them my resume. And I was just like, hey, like I forgot to attach my resume on my application. But like, here's this. And like, no, I don't have any experience in this like at all. But, like, I would really love to do this. And, like, I was a cheerleader for a long time. Like, if that matters, like, I'm coordinated, I guess. And she was just like, oh, my God, like, no worries at all. Like, it happens all the time. Like, I didn't know anything when I started. Like, she was, like, really cool in the email. And she was just like, we're doing a tryout class on Sunday, the December 28th. At noon. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm terrified, but hell yeah. And so I get on and I pick my placement and I put myself right next to the teacher because I'm fucking insane. But I don't know, somehow my thing got moved and I got moved down one, which they said they were like kind of organized us by like height and stuff. And the girl next to me, Claire, like she was really tall. So maybe, yeah, something to do with that, I assume. But yeah, so then I was pushed down one. And
I was, yeah, a little nervous because obviously the word tryout sounds like fucking scary and like I have trauma. Like I had to fucking try out for cheer like 37,000 times. And yeah, like I don't know. Like, and it sucked because not to brag, but like I was a good cheerleader. Like there was no reason for me to be scared. But like I would literally be freaking out because I'm like, if I don't fucking get this, like this defines my whole life. Like cheer is the most important thing to me. Like I'm either this or I'm nothing. And like there was one time that I didn't make NCAA All-American. Dude, I literally started bawling right there and I was like, I'm sorry, like I don't want to take this moment away from anyone, but at the same time, like this moment got taken away from me and like this is my whole life. Like I feel like I fucking suck, but it's because I couldn't tumble. And you know why? Because I have huge fucking mommy milkers on my fucking chest that weigh 27,000 pounds. So I don't see you tumbling, and that's why I don't like NCAA cheer camp. That's why I like UCA cheer camp, because you know what, four or five, I don't remember. Anyway, basically I'm just fucking an all-American ass bitch. Clearly I'm proud of myself. Anyway, I had to try out and I was scared, but it was also nice because I was like, I've never done this, and like they know I've never done this, so it's not really a tryout, it's more like a like intro situation. I will say the communication is like a little unclear. Like I'm like, I don't know. So, okay, Sunday, I go buy a fucking shirt because I'm like, I don't have, like, I have crop tops, tank tops, or 3X or 4X t-shirts that I sleep in sometimes. So, I don't have, like, regular t-shirt. I literally don't own a single regular t-shirt that fits me, like, how it should. So, I was like, let me get a shirt, like, just in case. And then I was like, I don't want to wear a sports bra because, like, fuck a sports bra. So I'm just going to wear, like, this little, like, workout tank top that has a built-in sports bra and then just wear the t-shirt over and, like, I'll be fine. Baby, no. No, 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 no. Let me just say, I needed a damn sports bra because my titties was hitting me in my fucking face. They were about to fly out the whole time. Oh, my God. Like, I was just, like, I know that I have big boobs, but, like, I just, like, forget sometimes, I guess, and, like, we're, like, jumping and, like, doing these, like, jumping jacks on this bungee cord, and so it's, like, you know, more, and, like, I'm looking at myself because I'm right in front of the mirror, and I'm, like, oh, my God, like, there is so much movement in my fucking shirt, like, this is insane, and I'm, like, looking around the room, and, like, no one else freaking titties are flying like this, and like a lot of the other girls in there like just like didn't really have tits at all. In the best, that's the best compliment, honestly. Like, no shame, I'm literally jealous of every single girls that doesn't have big milkers. Anyway, and like their upper body is like not like moving at all, and I'm just like, oh my God, like what the fuck. And like, yeah, I don't know. I just, if I would have had on a sports bra, I would have, like, been a lot better. But, like, even then, I was just like, oh, my God, freaking titties. Like, Jesus, can't even get a workout in. So, yeah, I'll definitely be wearing a sports bra next time. But, anyway, so I go to the class. Oh, and then she texted me the day before, the owner of, so they're opening a new location. And that's why, like, that's where I applied to. But then they're having the tryout class at this other location. And so, excuse me. So I went, we were going over there. Anyway, I guess I didn't sign some waiver. And so she messaged me my phone number. And she was like, hey girl, like, I just, well, she actually called me and I didn't answer. So she left me a voicemail. And was just like, hey, like, I need you to sign this certain waiver, like, here's how to do it, whatever. And I was like, oh fuck, like I didn't know, I didn't sign it, whatever. And so I figured it out, sign it, whatever. And then I was like, I just want to text her back because like I didn't want to call her because I was like, what am I just gonna be like, hey, I signed those papers, like, you know, it's not like it wasn't really a phone call back. So I just text her and I was just like, hey, like I got this waiver signed, like thank you, like see you tomorrow. And she was like, no worries girlfriend, thank you so much, like see you tomorrow, and sent a little heart emoji. And I was like, I like her. I like her already.
And so, yeah, then the next day I, you know, was the first one there because I'm a stupid fucking bitch. And I don't know. I just like, I don't know. So I get there and then I go in and the door is locked, but they're in there. And so I just kind of stand there for a second and then they let me in and I'm just like, hey, like it's the owner of the new location and then an instructor. I don't know where she's from, which one she works at. I don't know what the hell, but she's been doing it. And so she basically led the class and then the owner like went around and took videos and was just like watching and like kind of doing more like if one of us needed to ask something or like one of us needed extra help or whatever, like she was like helping us with that. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. She was like, I recommend going to the bathroom first just because, you know, we're doing a lot of jumping. And so I was like, smart. So yeah, I went pee and then it was kind of weird because it was like she told me like where my spot was. And so I felt like in cheer, if you knew your spot, like you better stand there. You better not move. You better not talk to anyone. Like you get in your fucking spot and like plant it. And so I was like, but I wanted to like meet everyone and like see like everyone else, like if they're like they've done this before, like if like this their first time ever taking the class, like if they've anything. And so I didn't really know what to do. Like I was a little awkward, but then there was like the girl who was next to me, she was like already, she was in her spot too. And so I was just like, oh, like, hey, how are you, like have you done this before, whatever. And she was like, no, like I just saw that they were putting one like up in the town where I live and like I just then like was so excited to like take a class, like I thought that would be so fun. And then I saw that they were doing like they needed instructors and she was like, I just thought I would try, like best of both worlds. And I was like, best of both worlds, like okay, in Montana. But I was like, okay, same, like I've literally never even taken a class of this, like I just saw it and it looked so fun. And so yeah, here I am, no idea. And then, yeah, like, it was so much fun. We, yeah, so you put this freaking harness on. There was 9 of us there, and there was one boy, and he literally had the cutest bag ever. It was, like, a cheetah print, like, it was, like, the length of, like, a crossbody bag, and then it was, like, fuzzy a little bit, but not in, like, a chooky way. Like, it was cute. It was really cute. And then, yeah, basically, like, once we got started, we got moving and grooving, and, like, we were laughing, like, it was fun. She was, like, they were, everyone was, like, we were kind of in the same, like, well, kind of in the same vibe. I feel like there was a few times where I was, like, making, like, jokes or just, like, talking, like, shit, like I was just like, oh, like I'm gonna run in you, oh I'm gonna run in you, or like, oh, like one girl was like jumping and I like turned around, like pretended to catch her. Like it was funny, which she laughed, she was cool, she was probably my favorite one there. Like that girl, I don't know what her name was, we didn't get to meet, but I really liked her, she was really funny. But I feel like there was a few times where I was like saying things to like my neighbor girl and like she was like not having it, and I was like, oh okay, boo. But whatever, you know, yeah, whatever. And then, anyway, like she was cool, but yeah, I don't think she was really like liking all my jokes and stuff, which, you know, hurts my little sensitive baby feelings, but whatever, because I'm funny, like I know I'm funny. My friends would have laughed. Oh, Cheyenne's on her way. Slay, mama. But oh shit, my headphone came out. Cool. Okay. Basically, so anyway, it was fun. It was the harness, like on the it, like is right in your bikini line, and like oh my god, like it fucking hurts, like, at the bottom, like, I guess where my gooch would be if I was a boy. Like, do girls have gooches? I don't know, but right next to her, she fucking hurts. Like, I think it's probably bruised. I don't know. I really haven't looked, but I assume. Yeah, so I was not really prepared for that. Like, it makes sense, but I don't know. I just, like, didn't really think about that. But yeah, that shit fucking hurt. And then, let's see. Yeah, it was fun. We didn't really do a lot of, like, just, like, talking and learning about things. Like, we mostly, like, learned the moves and then did them. Like, it wasn't, like, it was a lot of information, but not a lot of information at the same time. Like, it was, like, we learned how to bungee. Like, I feel like we just, like, took, like, an intro class, kind of. Which, the owner was, like, you guys are in great hands. Like, whenever I came to do this, like, I did my interview and my intro class, like, at the same time. Like, I had never even done any of this. And so, was that an interview? Like, I don't really know. Like, I don't really know what that was. But then since they were calling it a tryout, like, I figured, like, we would, like, be, like, at the end of the class, be, like, okay, you're hired. Like, here's the training. Here's this or this. Like, so I don't know. I think that was the interview, but I don't know. I don't know. And anyway, so yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I got mad at myself because there was like these one things and it was like a whole like sequence, and I could do like, because like you like go like lunge with your right foot backwards and then step with your right foot forward and then step with your left foot forward and then jump and put your right foot up, and then once you come out of that, like, land with your right foot, step with your left foot, and then lunge with your right foot. Okay. That was a lot. And then you just go back to straight, and then you lunge with your left foot, and then you go the other way. And like, I could do it like in my head, and I did it the first time, and then like we're doing it like we were going to all do it together, like the whole thing. And I don't know, like, I think I was taking an extra step or something, but I fucked it up, and I was literally like, no fucking way, bitch. Like, in my head, like, I literally got pissed off. And yeah, anyway, so yeah, that was annoying for a second, but then like we did it with the music and like she got it. Okay. And then there was this other thing called the plunging bucket, and I don't know, I'm like, I don't really know what was going on, but it was like sometimes I was doing it and it was really good, but then like there was a couple times I was doing it and it wasn't working, but like I don't know what I was doing, why it wasn't working, or why it was working. Like, I don't know what the difference was. But I did it right more than I did it wrong, so I'm not too worried about that. And then she's like, okay, now we're gonna, she said, okay, now I'm gonna see like how you guys can count, like if you can like count with the beat of the music and everything. So this is basically like a counting practice. And then she started the music and then was like, okay, I'm gonna count and then you start and we're gonna do the jumping jacks. And so we're like, okay. And so then the first girl goes and she like starts doing her jumping jacks, and I don't think like, I don't know, I'm like, I assume like she just must have like explained it weird because none of us understood. Like, we were all like fucked up. Like, this girl starts going and she didn't start counting, she just started doing the jumping jacks. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And so then she's like the owner is like nodding her head, she's like, yes, like seems like this girl's doing it right. And so then the second girl goes, and I'm the fourth girl, and so then the third girl's going and she's like doing just the jumping jacks and like she's not counting. And so I'm like, okay, work. And so then I was, like, waiting, and I was, like, when am I going? Like, I was looking at her, I was, like, oh, do I, like, am I supposed to be doing the jumping jacks? Like, what? Am I supposed to be jumping jacking? Am I supposed to be counting? Am I supposed to be watching her? Am I supposed to be waiting? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And so the instructor just, like, winked at me and then was, like, 5, 6, 7, 8. And so I was, like, started going, and, like, I thought, at that point, I thought that she was, like, since no one was counting out loud, like, I thought she was, like, watching, like, our jumping jacks to see if, like, we like can jump to the beat of the music. Like, I didn't know like if that's what she was looking for, like if we can like count to ourselves to notice like when we're supposed to start. Like, I don't know. I didn't understand it, but I'm like, I don't think anyone did. But then, like, the second to last girl, number 8, she just, like, starts going, and she is just counting, and she's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and, like, doing the whole thing, and I'm like, okay, girl, work, like, yes, and she's doing her jumping jacks, like, she's got it going on, and then the person after her did the same thing, and then Lisa's like, and then the owner said her name, and was like, girl, like, you did so good, like, you were counting perfect, and everything, and then I was like, oh, shit, and then we were all like, oh, like, the girl next to me was just like, yeah, I didn't know we were supposed to count out loud. And I was like, I was a little confused too. Like, I thought she was, like, watching our jumping jacks. Because, like, while y'all are, like, everyone before me was going, like, she's, like, nodding at them like they're doing amazing. And so I was just, like, did the same thing. Like, I don't know. It was a lot. But, yeah. So I'm like, girl, like, I know how to count. Like, trust me. Like, I know how to count. Like, all I fucking done my whole life was count. Like, cheer. I had to count everything. I know how to count. But I look like I don't because I didn't really count. Like, I don't know. Like, I was just like, I'm mad. Like, I just, the next time I see her, I just want to be like, girl, like, I didn't, like, I don't think I really, like, I think it was just, like, a miscommunication. Like, I don't think I really understood what I was supposed to be doing. But, like, I do know how to count. Like, I know how to count, bitch. Please. But it was funny. And, like, yeah, I think everyone kind of, like, yeah, no one else knew what the fuck was going on. Because we were all, like, laughing afterwards. And we're like, what is going on? Like, this was a lot. But anyway, it was funny. And then... yeah, like, we got to learn a bunch of, like, cool little tricks and dip-ins and things and stuff, and it was fun. Something that I'm really, like, scared of here is my HS, like, usually flares up in the groin area, like, right where the harness sits. So that could potentially be a problem. And I'm a little scared of that, but, you know, it's not a problem yet, which I've only taken one class, but anyway, yeah. So anyway, at the end of the class, she was just like, hey, like, everybody, like, you all did so amazing, like, that was really, really good, like, message me or come talk to me or text me or whatever, and, like, just let me know, like, how you're feeling about it, like, what you're, thinking, and, like, we'll just go from there. And so it was kind of like, okay. So I, like, went up and I was talking to her, and she's just like, girl, you killed it, like, you did so good, like, that was, like, what did you think of it? And I was like, that was so fun, like, I honestly loved it, like, that was so much fun. And she was just like, oh my god, like, I love that. And then, like, another girl had walked up kind of at the same time, so I was just like, okay. And then, yeah, I went to the bathroom, and then I talked to, like, a couple of the other girls, and then, like, we kind of walked out in a group. And then once I got home, like, I just texted the owner, and I was just like, hey, like, I had so much fun, like, I really liked the class, like, thank you so much, like, I would love to move forward in this, like, if I can. And she was like, oh my god, yes, like, you have, she said, I have extraordinary potential. And, yeah, she was like, I would love to train you more. And I was like, perfect. So, like, what are the next steps? And she was just like, I'll be in touch. And I was like, okay, yay, like, yay, I love it. So I think I'm employed, but I don't know, because I'm like, we have to go through the whole training, like, certification process first. And so what I think is gonna happen is, like, we, like, she'll text me in the next few days and be like, okay, here's, like, the training, which she did say we have to pay for training, because, like, they've had people go through the whole training process and get all this, like, free shit and then never come back. So yeah, I think it's like $99. And it's a month long, and then I'll go through that, and then I think after that, like, it's probably when we'll, like,
fill out paperwork and like do the shit. And then like, because the place is still under construction and it's not going to open until like the end of January. So yeah, it would be perfect if I can get all my training in now and then be certified by the time we open, and then just like start teaching classes like right off the bat. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of like a lack of communication. Like, I'm like, I don't really know, like, am like I hired or like what, like what is this like mean, like are we gonna find out if we're hired after the training, like was this the interview, like what is this. So yeah, I don't really know. I think I do have some more questions, but she was like, yeah, like, you know, text me if you guys think of anything or have any questions or anything like that. Like, she's definitely open and like would answer any questions I have. So, and I really like her, like based off the whole thing, like she was really like nice and like she was fun and like welcoming, like she felt like really cool. But she was saying that right now she's gonna do another training next Sunday, and yeah, so I'm like, hopefully like those, like, we'll get more information at that and kind of like go from there. But up to this point, it seems like I have the job. Like, it seems like she likes me, I like her, we got another date scheduled, like, you know. Yeah, so I'm excited. I feel really excited about this. I'm like, I feel like this is just a lot of fun. Like, I just want a job that is a lot of fun. And like the bungee fitness, like obviously if you're trying to be a bodybuilder or like get the most hardcore high impact workout, like this is not for you, but your girl likes to have fun and I like to jump around, but I just like moving my body. Like, I don't really like need like workout, like I just want to move my body, and that is such a great way to move my body. And it's also, yeah, low impact, so it's not really like fucking up all my joints and shit as much. And then also at this location we were at for the training, in the back of the room there was a stack of trampolines, and I'm like, bitch, don't even get me fucking started, because I would love to teach a trampoline class. And like, say whatever you want, like people dog on that, because I've been like looking at videos, I'm like, oh my god, like I'm gonna be a little fitness class instructor, like hell yeah. And everyone's like dogging on these classes, they're like this is not a workout, like this is so stupid, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, I think you're just jealous and like you just don't know how to have fun, like. But literally, like, that's my dream. Like, I think this would be so fun. And I just, like, oh, I just feel like this is so exciting. Like, there's this rave girl that I, like, follow on Instagram. And, like, I just, like, she's so cute. She's so cool. And, like, in her real life, like, she's, like, a spin instructor. And I took a spin class and I liked it. But, baby, my freaking asshole hurts. And like, yes, you're standing up a lot, but like whenever I'm sitting down, like I really hate it. Like literally 5 seconds in and like my asshole's about to fucking fall off. Like, I do not like the fucking, I don't like my butt hurting like that. I'm sensitive. And anyway, but I'm just like, it's so cool. Like, cause she gets to like add in like her like EDM music to these things, and it's like perfect for a workout, and it's so fun. And you can have like low, like lighting and stuff, and like I just feel like it would just be so much fun to be able to like create this community and like have like all these people, and we're like all coming together to like do this like fun thing that's also like good for us, and like it's making us a little healthier, and we're showing up together, we're showing up for each other, we're showing up for ourselves, we're getting to enjoy this and just like in a fun way. Like, this is just like, I just love it. Like, I just love that idea. Like, it literally is making me want to cry right now, because I'm like, oh, that's just so like
beautiful. And I knew I wanted a job with something that I can create, like, relationships with people. And, like, where they could, like, return. Like, you know, because whenever I'm a lash tech, I'm seeing these clients, like, every 2 weeks. And I really liked that part about it. Like, I really feel like I had, like, a lot of, like, friends and, like, these deep relationships. But, yeah, I feel like this is, like, a lot more, like, just fun. And moving my body, like, I think that's going to be really good because, you know, like, moving your body keeps you more connected with your body. So, damn, I'm like, it really is like New Year's freaking tomorrow night. So I guess I need to plan my New Year's resolution. I kind of literally like don't want to say I want to brush my teeth twice a day every day, like, and floss and shit, because part of me kind of doesn't, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I don't want to set that for a New Year's resolution, because is that just me setting myself up for failure? Because, you know, me and Brianna were talking about this, and she's like, I feel like New Year's resolutions are kind of depressing because you don't make them and you feel like shit about yourself. And I'm like, okay, like, I feel like I like to, my New Year's resolutions, like, I want them to be something that I actually want to do. And that was like, I don't know, like, this, my past New Year's resolution, I don't know why I want to cry right now. But like, this year's New Year's resolution was to, like, start my podcast and, like, keep it going for a year. And, like, we're almost at a fucking year, bitch. Like, I started it, my first episode. Let's look. Podcast. Okay. I don't know why I want to cry. I'm just a crying ass bitch, but you knew that. Hello. Yeah, okay. First one was January 12th this year, which is so embarrassing. Like, the first episode is whenever I had my old, like, setup, and the sound quality was just, like, fucking ass. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I think I took, like, 2,000 pauses and said, and would be, like, 1,000 times. And honestly, I'm doing way less editing. Like, I'm not altering this at all. Like, you're literally, I'm pressing record, I'm pressing stop, and then I'm posting it. Like, I'm not going back and listening to it. Like, I'm not really worried. I like to have the pauses that I have in here sometimes. Like, it feels like we're actually having a conversation. It feels more natural to me. It feels more like, I don't know, like, I just kind of like it better just like this. And whenever I, you know, take a drink of water, burp, or freaking, like, move my mic, like, I just like you being here, because if we were really hanging out, that's how it would be, you know, like, you would hear that, you would see that. And I want this to feel like as close, like, I want this to be like as, like, real as possible. So anyway, but yeah, that was my New Year's resolution this year. And last year was, what was my last year's resolution? I think it was to stop drinking and driving, because I, like, after my best friend Jalen turned 21, like, we kind of had a phase of, like, going out, like, a lot. And it was like, even if I, like, had, like, you know, only a couple drinks, like, I would still drive. And, like, I would be okay to drive, but I just didn't like it. And then there was one time that, like, I, like, this is so embarrassing, and, like, I really hate having to share this, but, there was a time, and, like, I was, like, okay, like, I'm going home, and my friends were, like, you shouldn't go home, and, like, I, like, got mad, and I was like, I know, like, I know that I'm fine, like, and was just, like, kind of, like, mean about it, and kind of was like, why is everyone else telling me what I should be doing? Like, I can take care of myself, I know what I'm doing. Like, that was kind of the vibe that was happening. I don't think, you know, and my friends weren't mad at me, they were just like, yeah, like, you were, like, pretty insistent on going home. And, like, I went home, and I made it home, and, like, I was safe and everything, but, like, that was not safe. Like, I should not have done that. Like, the next day, whenever I woke up, like, I was just kind of like, ew, like, I just kind of felt gross, and I was like, I'm glad I made it home, and I'm glad that I didn't, like, freaking kill anyone, but, like, that was not safe. Like, I should not have drove home, and I really don't like that I was, like, you know, like that with my friends being, like, insistent on, like, I'm driving home, because obviously, like, they love me, like, they're, like, doing it from a loving place. Like, they're not being like, oh, you're drunk, like, you can't take care of yourself. Like, they're not judging me. They're literally just like trying to keep me safe and everybody else safe. And yeah, I was just like super insistent on going home. And like, I remember that night, like, I was mad at them. Like, I was like, fuck y'all, like, I can take care of myself, like, I know what I'm doing, I'm fine to go home, like, leave me alone. And yeah, I just really didn't like that. So I was like, you know what? It's a good time to just be like, okay, New Year's resolution. Like, I'm not driving drunk, like, at all. Like, I really don't even like having like two drinks and driving. Like, I don't know. And like, I just feel like I know a lot of people who have been in car accidents. And like, I obviously, like, drunk driving accidents happen all the time. Like, there's this person like from my high school which he was a lot older than me, but yeah, he killed someone because, like, he was drunk driving, and literally, like, this woman was going outside to check her mail, and, like, he hit her and killed her. And, yeah, obviously, like, you know, drunk driving accidents just happen all the time, so I don't know, I just feel like, yeah, it's obviously better to not drink and drive. So that was my New Year's resolution 2 years ago, and I kept that up, and, like, still am keeping that up, like, I don't think I really drank and drove, like, at all. So hell yeah, which kind of seems like an obvious thing. Like, you know, we all know it's bad to drink and drive, but at the same time, like, everyone kind of drinks and drives, I've learned, because since I'm in this, like, I try to, like, make plans. Like, if I'm drinking at a friend's house, I'm gonna be like, okay, like, it's okay if I stay here, right? And, like, if not, like, let me, like, I need to plan that. Like, I need to either, like, call an Uber or, like, see if my mom can come get me, or, like, plan, like, just make other plans. And sometimes I feel embarrassed because I'm like, dude, yeah, like, my mom will still come pick me up if I'm drunk and can't drive home. Which, I don't know, like, she really do not be doing that, but I, like, don't have shame in calling my mom, because I'm like, yeah, sorry, like, I don't want a fucking DUI or DWI or whatever. Like, I'm good on that. So yeah, if I just need to call my mom and have her come get me, like, she will, and she will not, like, make me feel bad or shitty about it. Like, she might be a little annoyed. She's like, I don't know, she really hasn't been annoyed ever. She's always really, like, last time, I think the last time I called my mom drunk to pick me up, it was honestly, like, almost at the neighbor's house. Like, it was, like, is my friend Jasmine. She lives literally down the street from me. But I blacked out at her freaking one-year-old's birthday party with the grandma. It was awesome, honestly. Such a good time. But yeah, what my mom did was she drove down there, came in, said hey to everyone, came in the bathroom. My friend Adriana was in the bathroom with me, and my mom and Adriana took a selfie with me throwing up. My head's, like, in the toilet in the bathroom, and the dog's in there too. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I feel, yeah, I'm glad that I really have prioritized not drinking and driving, because it is, like, I feel like it is really normalized, because, like, the drinking culture is just, like, so, like, everyone freaking drinks, and then everyone drives. Like, you go to a bar, how do you think you're supposed to get home? Oh, people drive, and you know what? They set that up, because you know what? They can make more money off that. Like, I don't know. It's just fucked up. You just shouldn't drink and drive, obviously. And I feel like, I'm really glad that I made that New Year's resolution, because I feel a lot more, like, I want to do crazy shit, and I want to live my life frivolously and do my own thing, but I just want to be smart about it. Like, if I'm going to drink, like, I just want to make sure that I have plans to not drive. And if I'm going to do drugs, I'm going to test them. And I'm gonna do drugs tomorrow for New Year's. Anyway. Anyway, I love you. This felt really good. I had like a huge anxiety like crash out a few weeks ago, and I was with Jalen, and then I came home, and then I was talking to my mom, and then I was going to hang out with Jalen and Trent again. And so like Jalen called me while I was talking to my mom and was just like, hey, like, are you on your way or whatever? And I was like, yeah, like, I'm leaving. And I was just like in the middle kind of my crash out. And so Jalen was just like, I don't know, like, she was just really like opening a door, just kind of being like, hey, like, you know, what's going on? Like, do you want to talk about it? Like, let's, I don't know, like, she was just, I feel like she really showed up for me as a friend. And like, we talked my whole drive over there. And then like, she got in the car and like, we kept talking about it. And I just said like every single thing I was feeling, and it was scary and it was really vulnerable. And I was like, do you think I'm insane? Like, am I fucking insane? Like, do I need help? Do I need to go like check myself into like an institution? Like, am I insane? Is this fucking crazy? Like, I literally feel like I'm just like completely falling apart, and like, I don't fucking know anything. Like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want. I don't know anything. And it's like sending me into this spiral. Like, I don't even know if I'm a good person at this point. Like, it was a big spiral. And I just feel like she like really showed up for me and really was like, you know, like, what you're saying like is normal. Like, people feel anxiety. Like, this is what it feels like. And like, people just don't talk about it, and people don't have the language for it, and people don't, like, you know, she's like, I felt this way before. And like, I've literally thought, like, asking myself, like, am I crazy? Am I literally crazy? Like, do I need help? And she's like, yeah, like, that's what anxiety does. And like, she just made me feel like normal, and just being like, yeah, like, that's anxiety. Like, that's who she is. That's what she does. And like, she just really like listened to everything I had to say, and like, was just really like really with me. And I was like, and I feel embarrassed because like, you're my friend, and like, we're supposed to be going to like have fun and hang out. And I feel like, oh God, can't even make it through one episode without crying, of course. But I was just like, I just feel like I want to be like that version of myself for you. Like, I don't want to be like a burden or anything. Like, I don't want to be sitting here fucking crying and being a little bitch and like can't even fucking do anything for myself. And she was just like really reassuring and was just like, I love you, like, regardless of like if you're like being fun and crazy or if you're sitting here crying and like feeling big feelings. Like, I don't know, like, oh God, it was really hard. But she was just like such a good friend to me in that, in all ways. But like, I just feel like, I feel like me and Jalen have phases of like being super close and then being like less close and being super close and being less close. But it's like nothing ever happens. Like, we're never like not close for a specific reason. Like, it just kind of happens. But I feel like we're kind of like getting really close again. We're getting into like one of our close phases, and so that always just feels really good because it kind of feels like coming home, because we've been best friends for 10 years. We've been friends for like 13 years, but best friends, it'll be 10 years this year. And she made me the cutest little Christmas present. She made me, first of all, a candle that smells really fucking good in this cute little like star jar, and then she made me like a little like scrapbook page thing. I don't really know what you would call it, but it's in like a picture frame, and it has a pink paper, of course. And then like, there's little like pictures of us. And then it says, a good friend knows your story. A best friend helps write it. God, I love that bitch. And then there's like a thing that says friends, and then it's crossed out and says family. And it says best friends established in 2016. And then it has, like, cute little, like, flowers and butterflies and glitter and rhinestones and, like, cute little, like, borders around the pictures and stuff. Like, oh, it's so cute. I'm literally obsessed with it. And I just love her so much. And, oh, she's just so fucking amazing. Like, she's such a good friend. And Yeah, anyway, basically, yeah, I had a huge anxiety crash out, and I feel like since I just, like, kind of put it all out there and was, like, showed everyone my crazy and how, like, everything that was happening in my brain, and I feel like my mom, like, has 1,000%, like, helped me a lot over the past couple months since I haven't been working, and just, I've been feeling, like, a lot of not good things, and... Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm on, like, the other side of that, especially since, like, I applied for that job. Like, I actually, because I was like, I don't know what I'm interested in. Like, I always thought all I wanted to do was not work, but now that I'm not working, like, I feel, like, scared. Like, I don't feel excited, and, like, I want to go travel the world and, like, all the things that I've always talked about, so I feel, like, completely lost. But I feel like since I found, like, this job, and it's, like... something that I'm actually interested in, like, it feels like kind of like a direction that feels really good. And at this point, especially since Sunday, literally 2 days ago, I feel like I kind of like have this job, and so that feels like really good too. Yeah, I just really hope that it all works out, and it will all work out, whatever happens. Excuse me. But anyway, didn't mean to cry there real quick, but now, yeah, Cheyenne's on her way here, which I'm a little embarrassed because my comforter is fucking disgusting because it's supposed to be white, but it's kind of brown because I have 3 fucking dogs and I need to wash it, and I meant to wash it like 4 days ago and I still haven't, and so it's just like super gross at this point, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'm disgusting, I know. But anyway, she'll be here soon, and then we're gonna finish, like, because she'll probably be here at noon, I assume, and then I need to eat, I haven't eaten today, and then we'll probably chill for a little bit, and then head to our hotel and check in, and then, yeah, just go rave tonight, get drunk, dance, have fun, and then, yeah, wake up, go get some breakfast, probably get in the pool because they have a heated pool at the hotel. I think I said that, but I'm gonna say it again. And then, yeah, just kind of chillax. And then do it all again tomorrow. And then New Year's. Woo! Crazy fun! And we're dressing comfy one day. So I'm really excited because my rave fashion, I feel conflicted because pre-giving up my overconsumption, it was a new outfit for every rave. All kinds of accessories, like, to the T. I want everything to match. I want everything to be, like, that, like, completely all out. But now that I'm giving up my overconsumption, I've given it up, trying to give it up more every day, I tried to make outfits out of things that I already have. And, like, anything that I buy, like, I want it to be something that, like, I can, like, you know, get multiple uses out of and stuff like that. And so I bought 2 pairs of fishnets, and that's it. And literally, I love them. Such good purchases. Like, I think I'm gonna wear them a lot. Yeah, I bought, like, a neon green pair and then a teal pair. And which one of my outfits is an outfit that I've... It's just a one-piece, like, bodysuit or swimsuit, whatever you want to call it. And I've had it forever and I've never worn it. So I'm finally going to wear it. I haven't worn it because I bought 2 of them. They have different patterns. But one of them, I think, is a size large and one of them is a size extra large, I'm pretty sure. And the large, like, does not fit my tits at all, but it fits my body the way I want it to. And then the extra large, like, fits my tits better. Still not great, but, like, better. And then my body, like, it just does not really fit. Like, it doesn't really look super flattering to me. But I just put put underwear and a bra underneath them. And so then I can kind of, like, play with it and move it however I want it. And then I just have, like, the black base under. And so I can kind of make it work like that. And then I've got, like, I had these leg wraps, but they're really thin, so they look weird on my legs. Like, I don't know. I just have this one pair that's really thick, and so they look really cute. So these ones, like, I just don't like. But I just strap them through and wrap them around my arms. So it's like an extra accessory. And so we love that. And then I have fishnets to go with those, and a garter, and then my pink dogs and my pink pash, and I'm gonna have cute hair, and I'm gonna have my rhinestones and everything. And then my other outfit is my pash hoodie that I got with biker shorts and then fishnets under those. So super chill. But yeah, I'm really excited. So anyway, I love you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Set a New Year's resolution or don't. Follow your arrow wherever it points. Anyway, I love you. Thank you for showing up for me. I'm showing up for me. I'm showing up for you. I'm showing up for us. And yeah, go team. I love you. Good job.